Are you going to be okay? She asked me. I'm having a really intense day, Mom, I said. I think I want it to be over. I'm sorry you had to hear what Hickory said, Jane said. I don't think there would have been any good way to handle it. I sniffled out a small grin. You seem to have taken it well, I said. If someone was telling me they had plans to kill me, I don't think I would have taken it anywhere as calmly. Let's just say I wasn't entirely surprised to hear Hickory say that, Jane said. I looked up at her, surprised. You're a treaty condition, remember? She said. And you are the Oban's main experience of what it's like to live. They all live, I said. No, Jane said. They exist. Even with their consciousness implants, they hardly know what to do with themselves, Zoe. It's all too new to them. Their race has no experience with it. They don't just watch you because you entertain them. They watch you because you're teaching them how to be. You're teaching them how to live. I've never thought about it that way, I said. I know you haven't, Jane said. You don't have to. Living comes naturally to you. More naturally than to some of the rest of us. It's been a year since any of them have seen me, I said. Any of them but Hickory and Dickory. If I've been teaching them how to live, I wonder what they've been doing for the last year. They've been missing you, Mom said, and kissed the top of my head again. And now you know why they'll do anything to have you back, and to keep you safe. I didn't have a good answer to that. Mom gave me one last quick hug and headed to the door to join Dad in the open. I don't know how long this is going to take us, she said. Try going to bed again. I'm too worked up to get back to sleep, I said. If you get some sleep, you'll probably be less worked up when you wake up, Jane said. Trust me, Mom, I said. It's going to take something pretty big to get me over being worked up about all of this.